Hey there, I'm Andy Langer. Welcome to another weekly installment of Esquire's Guide to New Music, The Andy Langer Show. On this edition, we'll roll through the highlights of the week's new releases, a few records worth buying whole, and a bunch of records where a single or two will do. Let's get started. We'll begin with a new one from Okkervil River, Stage Names. This Austin-based band has made four records and earned a rabid cult following the hard way, with relentless touring and records that build upon each other, getting smarter, more melodic, and yes, even more accessible each time out. Frontman Will Sheff is from the uber-literate Mountain Goats Hold Steady Bright Eyes School. He's a storyteller, big on detail. And while some of the stories here are shorter and more streamlined than on previous outings, there's no less detail, just a little crisper. It's also the band's most unapologetically pop record. There's big hooks and choruses and flashes of outright rock and roll. The beauty, though, is in how it all flows. Sheff's stories and the textures of the songs glow just a little brighter when you hear them laid back to back. So this is one we're recommending buying in full, and one that could very possibly wind up on your year-end list. Here's a taste of one of the record's more straightforward tunes, one called Unless It's Kicks. That's Okkervil River. Next up, David Bowie. This week sees the release of a new DVD 2-CD combo capturing Bowie's infamous 1987 Glass Spider Tour. Designed to celebrate the 20th anniversary of the tour, which was a love-it-or-hate-it huge theatrical event, the set features a newly remastered version of a Sydney show that's been floating around online since its VHS days, and a 2-CD set capturing a Montreal show. You get a different track listing for both the DVD and CD portion, but suffice to say, both pile hit after hit after hit, although sadly a cover of The Stooges' I Wanna Be Your Dog is DVD only. But what's so compelling about the live CDs is that even without the benefit of seeing the theatrics and the staging, you can still hear how big this show is, in a way today's arena tours simply aren't. There's an energy and grandiosity that's captured here. Check this one, A Piece of Heroes, live from the Glass Spider tour CD. Oh, nothing will drive them away. That's David Bowie. Next up, Oh No, Oh My, our second Austin band of the show. This one's gone the Voxtrot route, slowly becoming a blogger's favorite, and for good reason. There's no shortage of quirky, homespun indie pop groups making the rounds right now, but Oh No, Oh My cut a little sharper. They're a few shades wittier and a few shades more jangly. It's pop with a little extra sting and a few extra laughs. Simply put, it's a likable band, and likable is good. Their new dim-mock EP, Between the Devil and the Sea, offers five tunes, none of them outright throwaways, but the best is clearly the one with the punniest title, Obi-Wan. It's about, yes, the Star Wars Obi-Wan. Here's a listen. Yes, you are my only hope. The hottest state soundtrack isn't your ordinary soundtrack. Can't say I know anything about the Ethan Hawke written and directed movie that goes with it, but Hawke had an excellent idea here. Songwriter Jesse Harris was asked to write for the movie, and instead of recording the soundtrack himself, he cast a wide net and asked folks to record his songs. And Harris is no slouch. He's the man who penned much of Norah Jones's Come Away With Me, and as such, he's got a few friends. In the end, M. Ward, Bright Eyes, Willie Nelson, Emmylou Harris, The Black Keys, and Cat Power, plus, yes, Norah Jones, all contribute their take on Harris's tunes. Not all of it's great, but the idea that the soundtrack has a common thread in Harris's songs gives it a cohesion and warmth most soundtracks lack, and it's hard not to like the depth of the guest list. We'll listen to two and start with one from Willie Nelson. What's remarkable is how Harris has written a song that sounds so much like one Willie Nelson would have written without it sounding forced or like parody. Then again, who interprets songs and makes them his own better than Willie Nelson? Here's a listen to Always Seem to Get Things Wrong.
I always seem to get things wrong. I waited here a bit too long for you to come along to me.
That's Willie Nelson from the Hot Estate soundtrack. It'd be easy to argue that that might have been a highlight from any of the last few proper Willie Nelson records, and it's possible to make the same argument for the Feist, Emmylou Harris, and Norah Jones tracks. It's also possible that the Bright Eyes tune is better than anything on the last Bright Eyes record, which is interesting because, again, Conor Oberst isn't one that needs to lean too often on outside songwriters. But Harris has given Oberst a gem, one called Big Old House, which, if you're still not sold on the record, is definitely worth considering as a download. Here's a preview of that one. It's Bright Eyes.
It's cold today, headed down the highway. Please don't say you're still the same. I'll love you if you've changed.
We'll end with something goofy, a contender for the dance floor motivator of the summer, Junior Senior's Can I Get, a tune from their forthcoming record, Hey Hey My My Yo Yo. Repetition's big with this Danish duo, and that works. Many a dance hit has been built around repetition, repetition, and repetition. Cindy Wilson and Kate Pearson of the B-52s, Le Tigre, and Spooner Oldham make cameos on the album, and while I can't speak to the quality of the whole set, I can tell you Can I Get is worth downloading and pressing repeat. It's instantly catchy, and it's going to sound great on the treadmill. Just listen.
Okay. Can I get to know, no, you better, baby. Can I get to know, no, you better, baby. Can I get to know, no, you better, baby. Can I get to know, no, you better, baby. I'm busy, but I'm taking it.
That's Junior Senior wrapping up another edition of Esquire's New Music Podcast. We'll be back next week with another round of picks and recommendations. Thanks for being here with us, and thanks to our podcast producer, Will Hoffman, Boston, Texas. And don't forget to look for the latest Esquire in your mailbox or on your newsstand now. Until next week, I'm Andy Langer, and this has been The Andy Langer Show.